best of what those guys are saying
What
to see what,
fake?
yeah, what the
Yeah,
latest
see
fake is
what's
going.
going
We
on.
have to.
And it came
Yeah.
on about a guy called Richard Hall being sued by the survivors of the Manchester Arena bomb. And
Wow.
then he went
Wow.
on to say about this documentary that had been filmed on, and this was on Halloween Day as well, which is not a coincidence.
What a
And
coincidence.
I know who Richard Hall is. Do you know who Richard Hall is at all?
You sent me a
So,
link to check out the documentary. I haven't seen the doc, but from what I can gather, he's essentially like an Alex Jones
yeah,
of the
but
UK.
he's not,
He's
yeah, kind of, but I've reached out to him before and I asked him a question and he gave me an email address for somebody else who then emailed, and it was about when I said about the 22s and how the Lee Rigby one was on, the Lee Rigby attack was on the 22nd of May and the Manchester bomb was on the 22nd of May. I
Yeah.
wanted to like say, hey, look at all these 22s. Anyway, there's this other guy, and I messaged this other guy who made these original videos, what Richard Hall used. And so he's like, he went big for saying nobody died in the MEN arena attack, and not that, and it was a hoax. He said it was a hoax, and basically like Alex Jones, but he used the video from somebody else in his. In his presentation, where that's where he got all his information from
Yeah.
originally, that set him off on it. And that is the guy who I messaged, and he said that he's now a Christian and he doesn't really like talking about his stuff and he doesn't do anything to do with stuff like that anymore. And it was just a bit like weird.
So yeah, the headline is basically he claims not just that that terror attack was staged, but that basically all UK terror attacks
Yeah,
have
but
been
with
staged.
this one in particular, this is what he used,
Yeah.
and it comes just weeks after the Alex Jones trial,
Right.
and he was comparing him to Alex Jones, you know, and the
Right.
thing that they've said with this guy, they're calling him the program was called Disaster Deniers.
Ooh, disaster deniers.
So the
Disaster
gist of it is,
deniers.
he went to all of the survivors' houses and videoed them, apparently from outside, to check their
Ooh.
injuries and stuff like that,
Oh, right.
to see if they've got injuries. And he went into the workplaces and named the kids on his website and in his book and all. This is what is where
So,
it gets
in
a
a
bit.
sense, this is broaching on kind of a from the outside, like a
And they're
harassment or
saying,
what?
like, one in seven people would probably do this and stuff like check on these survivors. But my whole thing was, it is it with him is that, is this now like his role for Alex Jones, where he's,
Yeah.
because he's showing his camera and stuff, and when they go and track him down on the documentary, they actually find him in his bookstore that has only just opened and now it's permanently closed, thanks to AJ sent me that. He's like, now
Wait, whose
it's
bookstore? Who
open
had a
because
bookstore? Richard Hall had a bookstore and now it's
Richard
permanently
Hall,
closed.
and he kept
Okay.
talking about his book and how he sells his book, and he'd opened a bookstore to, not in July, so not long ago,
Right.
and now it is closed since the documentary is only open, just in my opinion, just for the documentary,
Yes. Ooh, I see. Oh my gosh, I'm
just
actually
within
looking
that
at a picture
window.
of his bookstore and it looks, you're exactly right. It looks highly temporary. It looks just like an empty space that has been very sloppily staged to have the appearance of a bookstore, you know? It's got a few books on the wall and a cash
So
register and all yourself a bookstore.
his theory of the MEN bomb victims is that they now live abroad. That is what he says. But him saying that, because you have to remember, people who are watching it think he's done all this research. So there's no mention of them, like them not even ever being real to begin with. Do you
Right.
know what I mean? Like,
Right.
and.
You know, this is so interesting, Rambo, because when I say, and when I liken him to Alex Jones, it's you know, it's more of Alex Jones being positioned as a you know, as a blocker, like a big boulder in the way of truth. You know, it's like, ye shall not pass. You know, Alex Jones did this and he got sued for now $2.75 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. Alex Jones is on the hook for, theoretically, so to say.
It's funny how he's showing with this camera on a, so he has this plant set up like a sunflower plant, but it has a GoPro on the top. And then he's like, yeah, bro. Joe's showing this is as though this is what he does with his cameras and sets them up in people's gardens, and that's what they accused him of. It was to make it look really
like he's just a pest. Yeah, like really, he's a pest stalker.
Yeah, yeah. And he was in on that as far as I was concerned, whilst watching that. That's how it kind of, why would he film himself with a camera on top of a flower and stuff? And then you pull up this woman who's a conspiracy theorist who uses, who goes to him for news. I don't know where they've pulled her from, why she's a conspiracy, why they wanted to say that, that they just pulled her up, a random person, and they interviewed her, for whatever, obviously an actor. And she's like being shown like the victims, and she goes, oh yeah, maybe, oh, the poor families. So she was gone from, yeah, it was a hoax, to, oh, the poor families, right there on the TV.
Wait, what? I missed that. She said she went from
being,
she changed her mind right away.
Yeah, right there on the spot. The woman said, well, what about the victims and survivors? And then she went, oh yeah, I didn't look at it that way. What? You know, like, it was to make us look, everyone look really stupid, I felt.
Right. Yeah, this is public relations 101. They are portraying this is a reflect the project sort of thing, because they are projecting onto us a type. This is what conspiracy theorists look like, and this is what conspiracy theorists do. You know, a big part of both of these stories seems to be the pestering element, going after the families and pestering them and getting all up in it. And I think this is a strange, this is like a catch 22, because ultimately, I don't think we need to go to these sources to prove anything. But these documentaries and Alex Jones and all of his efforts, you know, of tracking down the families and proving this and proving that, this is just kind of painting a picture of that we have this huge hurdle. The only thing standing between us and the truth is this insurmountable mountain that we have to climb. We have to do these proofs. We have to get these proofs so that we can validate ourselves. But yeah. I think that's a psyop. I haven't used that word in a minute, but that's a psyop all on its own, because I don't think I have to prove anything to myself. I mean, theoretically, yes,
that's
if I would,
where does the evidence come from? The evidence, we've talked about this, haven't we? The evidence is kind of placed out there for us to find. Like, how he's found the kids' names of the survivors, how he's, I'm guessing, through social media, but
right,
it's something else he's thrown in there just for the mockery. He had this guy who's had been blown up in there in the thing, and he's like, I'd like to show him my wound, or show him a picture of me lying in a pool of blood. He had 22 shrapnel wounds. 22,
of course he did. Always with that 22 when it comes to these terror disasters. 20,
that Manchester bomb was full of 22s, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, 20, it was on the 22nd, right?
22 people dead. The bomb
happened at like 11:22 or something. It went on the time
22:33.
That's right.
And to top it all off, the Ariana Grande tour was actually called the Dangerous Woman Tour.
God. Oh my gosh.
Like, you just throw it in. It's. And the tour, I thought, was a very weird ending to it. They talk about how the average person in the street isn't ready. Isn't aware of like people not existing yet. That's like kind of ends.
You sent me that. I did. That's the only portion that I was able to see, because you sent me that clip, and it was the very end. And you're right. The individual that they're interviewing, he ends it, and he says that he like sneaks the word "yet" in there, almost like as a throwaway. Like, you wouldn't notice, because it doesn't really even make sense in his sentence, but he like tags the word yet
Yeah,
on the
right.
end
Yeah.
about, yeah. And it's
Like
almost,
everyone's supposed to start seeing it, like, I don't know,
we're
or
all going
everyone's
to
going
see
to
it
start
soon.
seeing it like this. Because if I see it, they want, like, when you look at like how David Icke talks, for instance, he talks about like the global elite and the digital currency, the
Lizard
digital
people.
5G, how 5G nanobots. He talks about all this, right?
Invisible
And
enemies. Yep.
obviously they've already gone after that kind of conspiracy, but I feel that's the kind of conspiracy they want you talking about. It makes it real. Like, this is what I feel like he's doing with the survivors and stuff. He's making them feel like they are actual real people who have faked injuries, which is, it
Right.
could be half truth. Could be that the crash actor that they've used has got an injury, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because that was the headline. He was like, he's trying to tell me that I don't have this disability. And it's a double bluff. It's a double bluff, because they're not actually talking about the real truth. They're talking about these micro details, but the real you this individual can still have a paraplegic, unworking legs, and be lying about the event, like nothing's proof of anything in
Also,
this.
we had the there was no mention of they done the drill of the Manchester Arena bomb. They'd done it, the exact drill a year before in the Trafford Centre, which is
No.
just near me as well, not too far from me.
Yeah.
And yeah, they done an exact drill using all axes. It was the same thing. I posted that. It's
There's
the
always a
exact
drill. There's always
same
a drill,
situation.
Rambo. There's always seemingly a drill. There was a FEMA drill the day of 9/11. Nobody really wants to remember that, And why do I think nobody died on 9/11? Because the whole area was cleared out. It was cleared out for the disaster drill. The whole city block. It was people-less. It was a staged zone. And then, gosh, the drills are, this is, there's so much, I think we're like at this, we're watching this avalanche start to fall. Like we're watching the machine come up against what I believe is just a massive awakening. One might say a great awakening, but I
There's
think.
always half truth in it, isn't there? Like, they are telling you nobody died. I believe I'm at that point where how could it, when you look at it, it's everything as it's like layers on layers and layers of every kind of event, isn't it? You know,
Right. And the disaster denier. I love this
living in the past. Yeah,
phrase,
I do kind
disaster
of like it.
denier, because it's true. It spans all things. We're not just talking about school shootings in a place that rhymes with crook,
Are we panda deniers as well?
Those little disasters. Yes, we are. We sure are. Pandemonium up in here. We are panda deniers. Oh, AJ tagged us on. Shout out to AJ. He's always sending cool stuff. But I think he tagged us on a panda baby, a little squeaking, squawking.